Albany Pro Musica is celebrating its milestone 45th anniversary season. It's been a remarkable journey of bringing world-class choral music to the Capital Region. They're marking the occasion with a special October 19th concert, Hear My Heart Sing at Proctor's Key Hall at 3 p.m. For Maestro Jose Daniel Flores Caraballo, the concert is deeply personal. Key Hall is where he conducted his first Albany Pro Musica concert more than a decade ago, and returning there allows him to reflect on the ensemble's history while presenting a program that explores music's power to shape memory, community, and the human spirit. Audiences will hear everything from beloved standards like Shenandoah and Sure on the Shining Night to vibrant new works, including the exhilarating title piece, Hear My Heart Sing. We welcome Dr. Jose Daniel Flores Caraballo, Opalka Family Artistic Director of Albany Pro Musica, to tell us more. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. It's such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It is a delight to have you on the program. We love having you on the program, and I thank you very much. I congratulate you on 45 years. And it's your, 10th anniversary, right?
Yes. Well, actually, this is my season number 12, so that's 12. The anniversary just passed.
Yeah, so I mean it is an amazing run that the Albany Pro Musica has had, and you've had a big part of that now. So give me a sense of what you wanted to do for this particular concert to celebrate the 45th.
Well, you know, reflecting on this milestone anniversary, I was thinking on the reaction that we get from the audience so often. People come to me at the end of a concert, sometimes in joyful ecstasy, sometimes in tears, deeply, deeply moved after a program. And there was one day in which one patron was telling me, "You don't know how lucky you are to be surrounded by music every day." And, you know, when you do this every day since I was a child, sometimes music can feel like another day in the office, right? This is who you are. This is what you do all the time. And she was reminding me of the immense power that music has in our lives. And so it was reflecting on that I thought, how appropriate would it be to talk a little bit about this in a concert with our music? In other words, to take a moment to celebrate the power of music within us and the relationship of music in the different stages of our lives. It's very personal for all of us, either, you know, for performers or for the audience, for everyone alike. It's very personal. And that's what we're trying to do with this program.
You've been obviously doing this a long time, and I'm curious when in your life, as you started in music, when that connection came to you about what music does for us internally.
Well, it's interesting because in my case, growing up in a church where there was a lot of music, and I was a son of a minister, and I started playing the organ at that church when I was 10 years old and conducting the adult chorus when I was 12. I cannot even remember making a decision. It was, in a way, like I was surrounded by music, and I like to say that music chose me. I didn't choose music. It was just part of who I was as I was growing up. What I can tell you, however, is that there are times in my life in which music makes of that moment a memory that is unforgettable. Like, for instance, my mother passed away just a week before a concert in which I was conducting music by Ola Yello, and then the music of that concert became very personal, and in fact, it sustained me as I was there by her bedside, and I was reading some of the poetry, preparing for the concert. Something similar happened with my dad, who actually died the day after a concert that I was having here. We dedicated one of the works of Alvaro Pro Musica as well to him while he was in hospice. So music becomes very personal in different moments of your life. Same with love stories. There are, of course, in the love story with my wife Dharma, songs that are very personal and so on. So the trajectory of Albany Pro Musica, for instance, there are pieces that we did during the pandemic that take us to that time. So, and in fact, part of what we're going to be doing in this concert is there's a section that is dedicated to that journey. And we call that Seasons of Life, or Songs for Life's Season, Seasons, right? And then we're going to have a piece dedicated to love, another to death and how it sustains us, another to our spiritual journey, and so on. So we're trying to reflect that connection that is so special to all of us.
Is there a difference in the performance of it in the sense of when you are conducting, that you obviously you are performing, you are working with the group, and is that different than as an audience member of having that speak to you, or do you still get that feeling even as you are working and guiding this incredible group?
Well, that's a very interesting question, because I like to think of the work of a director as a surgeon. You need to have a balance between keeping your emotions under control while you're monitoring what is happening and making sure that the interpretation is what you want. So there's a technical aspect of that, but there's also the emotional aspect. And it's very hard to disconnect. I make an effort, but there are times in which it's totally impossible. And I can feel it. I can feel the energy from the audience. I can feel the energy from the chorus or the orchestra. I can feel the energy on stage. I can feel the energy of that composition and what the composer was trying to do. And there are times when I'm conducting, you know, I very rarely get nervous, but there are times in which I find myself trembling a little. And what it is that I'm being profoundly touched by the music. The thing about Albany Pro Musica is that these are very talented singers. They also sing with great sincerity. They have their heart on their sleeves when they sing. And this is all a synergy between performers and the conductor. It is impossible to be totally detached, even though I try to have a balance. And, you know, thing is, you don't want to be totally detached either, because I think when you're totally involved in projecting what this music is about, you want it to be sincere. So you want to feel it. That way you convey that to the audience, I think, in a more sincere manner.
I mentioned earlier in the introduction that you're going to be doing this particular performance at Key Hall. This is where you first performed with the ensemble, as you said, 12 years ago. So what does that mean to be in that space once again, and that that feeling, especially as you celebrate an anniversary and the group celebrates an anniversary?
Well, it's very meaningful. As you surely know, we're the ensemble is residence at the Troy Service Mark Music Hall. We're very proud of that relationship, but the hall is under construction.
Yep.
So it was serendipity that for this anniversary, we had to go elsewhere for this first concert. And it was an easy decision to go to Key Hall, mostly because of the acoustics. The acoustics there is like a big cathedral. It's excellent for the music program that we have put together, and is the closest we could find to the wonderful acoustic at the music hall. So But the other day I went there, and I have not been there in 11 years, right? In that particular hall, I've been to practice, but not to the keyhole. And all those memories came back to me of that, how new I was in this community. Everyone coming to celebrate that Albany Pro Musica, receiving me to the community as well. So all those fond memories came to mind. But it was also a reminder of one of the treasures of this capital region is that you go to every area of the capital region, you find these phenomenal buildings. So to be able to celebrate what Proctor has done with that hall is certainly a joy.
Talk about the program, how it will be, how it will unfold, and what the experience you think ultimately the audience will get from hearing these particular pieces.
I'll be happy to do that. The program begins with five pieces that celebrates the power of music. Begins with John Rutter, the piece that you were just playing there, yes, which is The Music's Always There With You, followed by Stephen Pollard's When Music Sounds, followed by a piece from an Estonian composer that is called Musica. And then Katharina Kimmelen, which is a composer from Canada that has roots in Ukraine as well, wrote a very intriguing piece that is called Beneath Sound. And we finish that section with Music in the Night. But, you know, that section, for instance, the piece by Paula says, "When music sounds, gone is the earth I know, and all her lovely things even lovelier grow." That is the essence of what we're trying to say with this first section of the concert. And then from there, we go to another section that we are calling Divine Madrigals, Earthly Pleasures, featuring a small group from Albany Pro Musica that we call Cantantes Pro Musica. And we're going to sing two favorite madrigals that people will recognize, Music Divine by Tompkins and Sing We Are Pleasure by Wilkes. And then from there, we go to the section Songs for Life's Seasons that I mentioned a moment ago. And that begins with If Music Be the Food of Love, by the Cow, followed by There Will Be Rest by T. Kelly, and followed by Cantique de Jean Racine by Fauré. So those are the three pieces I mentioned a moment ago, going from love to death to a spiritual journey. And then we go to the last section of the concert, which is the Pro Musica journey, voices capturing the human spirit. For this, I have chosen to do a piece that people identify with my predecessor, Dr. David Brooks Janauer, who created such a great foundation with this group. And Shenandoah is one of those pieces that people, when they hear it, they remember not only Albany Pro Musica, but they remember David and his legacy. And then from there, I decided to go to Sure on This Shining Night by the great composer Lauritsen, which is one of those pieces I have made a regular part of the diet during my tenure. But then I decided to conclude that piece with How Can I Keep From Singing, an arrangement that we commissioned during the pandemic, because the pandemic was such an important part of our history and how we decided to continue singing during the pandemic in an innovative way with programs created for TV. And then we're going to finish with a piece that gives the title to this concert, which is Hear My Heart Sing, which is a fun, very vibrant piece. It's going to be a premiere in the United States. This was only performing in Europe once. And it's a piece that celebrates the art of singing together precisely by using languages and images associated with the heart. as you can tell, it's an eclectic program. And what I anticipate is that people will be on the edge of their chairs. And that experience that I mentioned at the beginning of this conversation, people who come to me with tears or with ecstatic joy, I anticipate is going to be repeated with this concert.
And I'm, as we wrap up our time together, I'm curious as you work through this season and ultimately, as you beautifully described a moment ago of what this particular concert will bring the audience, of what it says about where Pro Musica is headed in the years to come.
Yes, well, Pro Musica continues producing programs that are very close to our audience, but also to the issues that surround us. As you know, last year we did Consider Matthew Shepard, which had a great impact in our community, talking about the rights of the LGBTQ community. But this season, for instance, we're dedicating most of our season to raise awareness about the environment and our role in protecting our planet. So we started with an oratorio, it's the Emergent Universe Oratorio by Guarnasha, and we are going to conclude the season with another great piece, which is called the Earth Symphony by Ronstadt. And in the middle, in March, we have another program that basically will have another wonderful work that talks about this place that we call home and our responsibility with it. The thing is, I see that the future for Albany Pro Musica continues to be very bright, not only because of the loyal support of our audience and because of our chorus and orchestra continues growing in numbers and quality, but also because of our commitment to have relevance on those topics that are a concern for us. And music has that power to put our community, to bring our community together in talking about this, and I'm very glad to be part of this journey.
Maestro Jose Daniel Flores Caraballo, I thank you very, very much. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but I appreciate it. Have a beautiful performance on the at Key Hall on the 19th, and it's a great pleasure as always. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Joe. Have a great day.